Forget Brexit, forget the budget, forget Donald Trump. There was one subject dominating social media yesterday. On Twitter, it quickly became known as Wagatha Christie. And for this morning's papers, it has provided a bonanza of puns from Waggy Leaks to Wagro. The story at the centre of this, a claim by one English footballer's wife, or WAG, Colleen Rooney, that someone using the Instagram account of another footballer's wife, Rebecca Vardy, had been leaking stories about her to The Sun. On Britain's Channel 4 News last night, they recreated the social media post in which Mrs. Rooney revealed her sting.
For a few years now, someone who I trusted to follow me on my personal Instagram account has been consistently informing the Sun newspaper of my private posts and stories. I've saved and screenshotted all the original stories, which clearly show just one person has viewed them. It's Rebecca Vardy's account.
And here's a short excerpt from Rebecca Vardy's response.
I'm so upset that you have chosen to do this, especially when I'm heavily pregnant. I'm disgusted that I'm even having to deny this.
RTE multimedia journalist Sinead Brennan is here. Sinead, Colleen Rooney, she's quite the detective, hence the Wagatha Christie moniker. What did she do?
So apparently she put in 5 months of investigative time into figuring out who it was that was leaking these stories about her. So I don't know how many accounts she tried out with this method she went down, but she blocked everyone else apart from Rebecca Vardy's account and then took screenshots to show that only that account had seen these stories that she had made up.
Now, the stories, I mean, they were hardly earth-shattering, but they were all in the newspapers, or in The Sun, rather, in particular.
Yeah, so there was one about her basement leaking, there was one about a supposed return to television, and one about her going to Mexico for a gender program thing. I'm not actually 100% sure what that one was.
Presumably, I think it was. Was it to do with that she might try and choose the gender?
That was it, yeah.
If she was having another child, because I think she has, what is it, 4 sons?
Yeah.
So Rebecca Vardy, Colleen Rooney put this up on her Instagram and her Twitter yesterday that she had uncovered what was going on. Rebecca Vardy responded pretty quickly.
She did, to try to clear her name and say like she had no part in this whatsoever. She revealed that she'd already spoken to Colleen about it on the phone, and she was saying, you know, you shouldn't have put this out there privately. I mean, publicly, when we've already spoken about it privately. And she was saying that, you know, she's heavily pregnant, she doesn't need the stress, she doesn't need the money, so why would she have done it? And apparently she has now hired forensic investigators to get to the bottom of if someone could have hacked her account.
Forensic investigators. Then the deluge started. The sheer volume of comments, a lot of them, it has to be said, very witty on Twitter yesterday, was quite something.
I think Twitter is made for days like yesterday. It just shows how funny people can be. And it's really the break everyone needed from Brexit. So it was good to focus everyone else's attention on something a little bit lighter, because it is pure kind of soap opera gossip, but in real life. So people couldn't believe it. Like, even Netflix got involved. One of their tweets was my favourite. It was, we're going to have to make a documentary about this, aren't we? And people were, you know, pulling up other stories about Wayne and Colleen Rooney and saying, you know, is this true, or were they just having Rebecca Vardy on? And these kinds of things. There was a lot of like visual memes too that were fantastic. But I thought another great one was her Wikipedia page was very quickly updated to call her an amateur detective.
And that there's so much stuff in the papers this morning. And I suppose what we have really here is a perfect combination of celebrity, of old media, so-called, in the form of The Sun, and of new media, because really this all comes back down to Colleen Rooney's Instagram account.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll just be interested to see how it all goes out. I think everyone's going to be following this story because, like you said, there is so many factors at play, but it just came so out of the blue as well. And I think the way she even wrote her thing describing what had gone on was so well done. It had like a twist and their big reveal, and it really just, you know, you were reading through wondering what was going to happen.
Well, this is it. I mean, I know a lot of people are saying, as we've been saying, that Colleen Rooney should be a detective, but you'd have to think that there's a bit of a writer in her ear as well, because she wrote that Instagram post. It was, as you say, it was like a short story with a reveal in the final 2 words.
That's it. It was absolutely brilliant. It was just so good and so out of the blue. I think, you know, it's just a story that we'll all be following a lot.
Well, listen, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning, Sinead.